A 16-year-old boy has been found guilty of the murder of a 49-year-old woman who was on her way home from work in Dublin city centre last year. The boy, who cannot be named because of his age, pleaded not guilty to the murder, but guilty to the manslaughter of Oran Setseg Serendorge on January the 29th, 2021. For more, we can talk to our courts correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, I think many people will remember this attack in the financial services centre area of Dublin, but remind us of the background to the case.
Yes, Miss Serendorge, who was also known as Orna, was originally from Mongolia, Brian, and she and her husband had made their home in Ireland around 15 years ago. They both worked as cleaners. They had a son and a daughter. And on January the 20th, 2021, at around 9 o'clock, she was walking home from her job, heading along a walkway between George's Dock and Custom House Quay in the North Inner City. Now, people may remember the country was in very serious lockdown at the time. There were very few people on the streets. And she was confronted by the accused boy, who was 14 at the time, asking for money. And when she told him she didn't have any, he stabbed her in the neck. And this was a wound which severed the artery, bringing blood to her brain. The jury was told that after around 9:30 p.m. her husband received a phone call from her. She was in distress and told him, "I'm dying, please hurry." When he met her, she was holding her neck and had a wound which didn't seem to be particularly significant, but she became more distressed on her way to hospital. And when she arrived at hospital, it was clear she had suffered a significant injury to this artery, and despite efforts to revive her, her condition worsened. The court heard that her husband wasn't allowed to go with his wife to hospital because of COVID restrictions. He had to go home and wait. He was then contacted by members of An Garda Síochána, who told him that his wife's condition had worsened and brought him to hospital, and her death was confirmed around 9 days later on January the 29th. When Gardaí went to the accused boy's home the next day, he told them, "I did it. I stabbed that girl. I robbed her. It was me. I stabbed that woman at CHQ." And he told them he panicked and pulled a knife out of his pocket and said he didn't mean to do it. Now, he was on trial earlier this year, but the jury in that first trial failed to agree a verdict.
What then was said in court, Orla?
Well, the jurors in this case had been told that the focus of the case was solely on the intention of the accused boy. His lawyers claimed there was no evidence that he intended to kill Miss Serendorge, that he was intoxicated and his only intention was to steal from her. But the prosecution case was that he repeatedly lashed out at her with a knife in what they called a callous, unprovoked and vicious act of thuggery intended to cause an injury. And prosecuting counsel Sean Gearan said intention to do something can be formed in an instant, and if you have the intention to cause serious injury and then death comes as a result of that, then a verdict of guilty to murder was deserved. Defence counsel Michael O'Higgins said the case involved an intoxicated youth pushing, shoving and flailing rather than intending to cause her serious harm. The jurors in this case also heard evidence that the previous trial didn't hear, and that was that after the attack on Miss Serendorge, the boy then produced a knife again while trying and failing to steal a phone from a second woman. This had been ruled out at the previous trial but was admitted at this trial.
So the verdict then today was guilty of murder.
Yes, the jurors took just under 9 hours, 8 hours and 59 minutes, in fact, to bring in a majority verdict of 10 to 1 of guilty of murder. Now, as you know, if he was an adult, he would be sentenced to life in prison. But because he's still under 18, he is a child in the eyes of the law, and a different approach has to be taken. So there will be a sentence hearing on December the 21st, and there will be a period of detention in a children's facility, and then a further review perhaps after that. But there will be a different approach to sentencing than there would be if he was an adult. The court has heard a little bit of evidence about the boy during the course of the two trials. The court heard evidence from his grandmother, and the court heard that the boy's mother and father each had a very serious addiction to heroin, that he was raised by his grandmother, and that he was born suffering from withdrawal symptoms and was treated in neonatal intensive care. His grandmother said she had brought him home from hospital and raised him as if he was her son, and that she was his mam to him, she said. But she also told the court that the boy had been abusing drugs from the age of 12 and had been stealing to pay for them.
Orla O'Donnell at the Criminal Courts of Justice, thanks for that.